Next weekend, the Tony Awards will be celebrating Broadway, but according to Michael Bourne, not all the best shows were nominated.
While in every season good new plays and musicals come along, I always enjoy much more revivals. And this season offered more good revivals of plays than could be nominated for a Tony Award as the best. Not nominated were The Glass Menagerie of Tennessee Williams and The Price of Arthur Miller. Danny DeVito was delightful in the latter as an old antiques dealer negotiating the price of an attic full of memories and regrets. Also not nominated was The Front Page, the Hecht-Ed MacArthur comedy about the corruption of media and politics. Nathan Lane was superb, playing the angry Machiavel manipulating the news. But Kevin Kline offered the funniest performance this season, starring in the Noel Coward comedy, Present Laughter, starring as a vainglorious actor, wearying of his stardom and feeling as weary, shuffling all the women who want a piece of his stardom. Kevin Kline was voted the Outer Critics Award and is nominated for a Tony, as is the revival of Present Laughter. 6 Degrees of Separation, a gray comedy about a young man who beguiles himself into an affluent Manhattan family, was also nominated. Allison Janney, as the beguiled wife and mother, was award-worthy, but was not nominated for a Tony. This season, best leading ladies were abundant on Broadway, including Laura Linney and Cynthia Nixon in the Lincoln Center revival of The Little Foxes by Lillian Hellman. Linney and Nixon alternate playing the venomous widow who dominates a house full of opportunists, scavengers, really. Or they play Birdie, a woman in the family whose every nerve seems to be burning insanely. I vote for the Outer Critics Circle Awards, and we voted Jitney the best revival of a play. Jitney was the only play of the August Wilson American cycle never before performed on Broadway, and no director gets deeper into Wilson's plays than Reuben Santiago Hudson. Manhattan Theater Club produced Jitney, and I'm sorry the play does not play on, especially as Jitney is a frontrunner for the Tony. One musical revival of Sunday in the Park with George was one of the best revivals of a Stephen Sondheim show I've ever attended, but the show withdrew from consideration for all of the awards. Revivals of Cats and Sunset Boulevard were not nominated, although in the latter, Glenn Close was wonderful. Revivals of Miss Saigon and Falsettos were nominated. Miss Saigon was spectacular, yet not very compelling. Falsettos was touching about friends and lovers getting through sometimes unresolvable changes in life. The Outer Critics Circle voted Hello, Dolly as the best revival on Broadway and Bette Midler as the best Dolly. David Pierce steals the show as the funniest Horace I've seen. They even gave him a song never before performed in the show. Jerry Herman created songs with tunes that happily become immediately remembered, and it's all lively and funny. I felt at the curtain that the revival of Hello, Dolly is a definitive Broadway musical. It's also quite popular, selling more than $2 million worth of tickets in one recent week. Bette and Dolly, I expect, will be all over the Tony Awards. I'm Michael Bourne.